This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and so much more that you do to help push the show forward. And I do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can read the articles, you can buy my book, or you can become part of the team. Seriously, click on Patreon, it's up at the top right-hand corner on the website, and you get involved for the price of a cup of coffee every month, right? One cup to an expensive place. If you don't go to the expensive place, then maybe it's two cups of coffee. But for the price of a cup or two cups of coffee, you can be part of the team. You can be part of my politically incorrect posse. That's right, my pips. You think? What did you think? What was her name? Alice? No. Gladys Knight. You think she was the only one who had pips? No, I am too. Anyway, the we've been talking about the Alabama race off and on. And I love the Dems. I mean, I mean that sincerely. I love the fact that they are sure now that they're in, that this is a turning tide. This is a turning of everything. And I'm going, my God, I want you to think about this. They actually really outspent more, like 3-1. Come on, think this through. Okay. They had Obama make robocalls. They had Biden make robocalls. Right? They had Cory Booker went down there to beat the pavement. Charles Barkley went down there. This guy should have won by 300 points. And they could only eke out less than 1%. Okay? And 1.5% of the Alabama voters decided to do a write-in, which had total flush of votes. Sorry, my Alabama listeners. It is. Look, you want to exercise your right. That's fine. And I agree with you. I think you didn't have the candidates you needed to have. No question about it. But you have, in California, we're used to it. We don't like it, but we're used to it. But it's our fault because we don't bring in candidates that can win. We don't beat our brains out bringing people to the table that can win. Do not let the party tell you what to do. The two choices you had were the only ones you had. And Mitch McConnell screwed that one up too. He should have stayed out of your affairs. He should have stayed out of your business. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, yes, the Republicans screwed that up. But if you know a Democrat out there that thinks that this is a mandate, this is now going to be the new norm, this is what people now want, you're out of your mind. Because they're being disingenuous. If there was a strong Republican candidate, this person wouldn't have stood a chance. Not a chance. Again, it's just being honest about it. We put up a lousy candidate. I don't think he was the worst, frankly. I mean, again, I'm going to go back to what I've said about all this stuff in the past. Aren't you innocent until proven guilty? At least that's what I thought. So, let me see. They brought in all the heavyweights. They spent three times as much money as Moore did. Jones started off with a 10-point lead, and he might win by less than a point. He had 11. He had 11-point lead. I don't know what it was. He was up 11 points just a couple of weeks ago. And there were a boatload, and I mean a boatload of Republicans that didn't come out to vote. So, yeah, please, believe it's a mandate. No, seriously, keep believing it's a mandate. I'm good with that. Because as long as you keep believing that, you will not work hard. You'll think it's a slam dunk. And you won't work hard at getting other people in. If you truly believe that now, that it's turning your way. So anyway, feel free. Seriously. Oh, give another shout out to our people in Alcoa, Tennessee. New station that just joined us. WBCR AM 1470. So take a listen there. If you're driving around your smartphone and you're in Tennessee, you go, oh, hey, I know, I got that station. We'll just turn it on. So I appreciate them bringing on a station as well. Let's talk a little bit about, instead of turning this whole night into the Alabama loss, and you know what? Let's see what happens. Because at 98%, the lead's even gotten smaller. So Jones is at 49.5, Moore is at 48.8, and that's at 98% of the votes in. So we're well less than a point, which will, I think in some states it forces a recall. I don't know if it does in Alabama. It might. This post was originally put up by Liz Cronkin. And all we ever hear about is how, what a racist, homophobe, bigot, sexist, xenophobe, blah, 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 anti-Semitic, Islamophobe that Donald Trump is. Right? He's pretty much a phobe and a hater in every way, shape, manner, or form. And I put up a meme that teed off some of my more liberal friends. And it was a picture of Donald Trump with a bunch of Playboy bunnies and a picture of all the women that he had dated in the past. And none of these women, screamed of sexual assault or being treated bad or any of that stuff. And you would think with all the we'll hit it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
I'm the crack. I'm going to get straight.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Up on Mother Jones right now. Actually, the article came out earlier today. I wonder if they were anticipating getting their butts kicked. Because on Mother Jones, there's an article up there about widespread voter suppression, which I think is hilarious. They said it started soon, right after voting was underway. Okay. Civil rights groups began receiving hundreds of complaints of voter suppression, and residents reportedly took social media to report the tactics to intimidate minority voters. Right? So they say they'd received 235 calls to its voter hotline by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the irregularities, let me see. I just got this, so I think this is hilarious. Some of the complaints were secondhand. They included multiple reports of people being put on inactive status, erroneously prevented from voting, no specifics, enact a status. What does that mean? You can still vote provisionally. Most states offer, if there's a mistake in your registration, they have a way you can vote provisionally. Some of these voters are told they cannot vote. But for what reason? Were they not registered? Did they not have any ID on them at all? See, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, declined to state, or whatever. If you have absolutely no ID, you can't prove who you are, then why should you be allowed to vote? Right? Also said that people had been prevented from voting by the state's photo ID law because their IDs had expired. Okay, so did you just figure it out that day? A lot of states, even in California, you can actually renew your ID, renew your driver's license online. So, I'm wondering if they thought that they were going to lose by big numbers. So they figured they'd put it up there now and get it done with. I don't know, just guessing. All right, back to it. So I'm not going to hang out on the Alabama issue all night. They've still got a ways to go. 99% of the vote in, the percentage numbers haven't changed. 49.5% to 48.8%. I am sure there'll be some kind of recall, you know, with it. I don't know how many votes that is overall, how many votes there are to overcome, but it is a squeaker. This is not a mandate by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, Donald Trump's been called every name in the book, right? I mean, I can't spell half of them, but racist, bigot, sexist, xenophobe, homophobe, anti-Semitic, Islamophobe, all the phobes you can think of. Now, people have been covering Trump for decades. You know, I've done the stories, mostly I do the stories about him when he's called a racist, except when Jesse Jackson takes his money, then he's not a racist. And Jesse Jackson did a speech. You can look it up. It's on YouTube. They can't crush them all. About what an asset Donald Trump has been to the black community, the jobs that he's brought to the black community, how much help he's given to the black community. And I'm not just saying it. You can find it up on YouTube. Don't listen to me. But I always tell you, don't listen to everything I tell you. Go look it up yourself sometimes. So we can find all kinds of stories about him helping out the black community. Now, there are people around, journalists have been paid big money to dig up dirt on people like Trump. This is what they do for a living. Especially when you talk about a billionaire and somebody who's always in the limelight, somebody who loves the cameras. So this journalist, Liz Crokin, she originally wrote this piece because, you know, as far as she was concerned, this was work that she had done. It was true. And she wants to let people know about it. Just so, again, not that she's a right-wing Trump-loving person, but she did the investigation. She wrote the stuff. Now, she went on to say, now, this already with the left makes him a little weird. He doesn't drink alcohol or do drugs. Well, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. Does that make me weird, too? It's not a holier-than-thou thing. I just don't drink. I'm a lousy drunk. I'm a nasty drunk. So why invite it in? On top of that, he's one of the most generous celebrities in the world. He has a heart filled with more gold than his $100 million New York penthouse. Now, you think about this. I'd like to find out what elected Democrats, or even electric Democrat millionaires, what are they doing? What are they contributing to? Now, the other thing, Donald doesn't do a press release every time he does one of these things. He doesn't talk about it. Matter of fact, when he's interviewed and somebody brings it up, he kind of blows it off. So in 1986, Trump prevented a foreclosure of Annabelle Hill's family farm after her husband committed suicide. Trump personally phoned down to the auction to stop the sale of her home. He offered the widow the money. Trump decided to take action after he saw Hill's pleas for help in news reports. That's not the person. Person didn't work for him. Wasn't a friend. Wasn't somebody he ran into at the gas station or whatever, wherever he'd run into somebody. In 88, a commercial airline refused to fly Andrew 10. Remember, I remember this one. Right? But this because he's heartless. He hates the Jew. Oh, wait a minute. Can't say that after this one. The commercial airline refused to fly Andrew 10, a sick Orthodox Jew child with a rare illness, across the country to get medical care because he had to travel with an elaborate life support system. His grief-stricken parents contacted Trump for help, and he didn't hesitate to send his own plane to take the child from Los Angeles to New York so he could get the treatment he needed. I didn't see anybody else do that, jumping all over it. In 1991, this list goes on and on and on. But I'm so tired of hearing all the negative stuff. Hopefully you guys are too. Let's talk about the positive stuff. In 1991, 200 Marines who served in Operation Desert Storm spent time at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina before they were scheduled to return home to their families. However, the Marines were told that a mistake had been made and an aircraft would not be able to take them home on their scheduled departure date. When Trump got wind of this, he sent his plane to make two trips from North Carolina to Miami to safely return the Gulf War Marines to their loved ones. Yeah, cold-hearted SOB. You know what he did, though? They didn't tell you. I'm sure he segregated out the black people, the gays, the lesbians, women. I mean, I'm sure he did all. The Jews couldn't go either. I'm sure the only people he took on those planes were white guys, right? 1995, a motorist stopped to help Trump after his limo was traveling and got a flat tire. Trump asked the Good Samaritan how he could repay him for his help. All the man asked for was a bouquet of flowers for his wife. A few weeks later, Trump sent the flowers with a note that read, "Hey, we paid off your mortgage." Now, I will be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can join the club. Join our politically incorrect posse by clicking on the Patreon button that you'll see up there, which, you know, you can go crazy. Well, I would say crazy. You could be very supportive, or, you know what, give up a cup of coffee or two a month, and you can help support the show. You'll find out more about it if you head up to the website. Also, you can see our stories up there. You can find the show, a live chat room, all kinds of stuff happening up on the website. So instead of constantly talking about the, I know some of the lefties are going to pop eyeballs, but all the negative stuff about Trump, all the stuff, and, you know, Let's be honest about it. The majority of it made up. You know, didn't you find it somewhat sneaky today that over the last day or two, the women, 3 of the women that supposedly accused Trump of sexual assault, all of a sudden, you know, they're back together, and now the Democrats are calling for Trump to resign because of it, because that's what they did. And what they continue, I tell you what, I'll give them credibility and we'll take them seriously. When they give up the names of all the Democrats and all the Republicans, I don't care, all the money that was paid out on behalf of those sex-craved Congress people, all right? When they give out all the names and how much of your tax dollars went to it, then we'll talk. Until then, I'm not interested in entertaining any of that information or any of that conversation. Anyway, I'm talking about some of the wins of Trump. Some of the things that Trump has done that nobody's really talking about. And, I mean, who's going to talk about it? It's going to make him look good. We don't want to do that now, do we? He's been, since the early 80s, and probably before that, nobody has reported any of these acts of kindness that Trump has pulled off, but a journalist, Liz Crokin, she's actually been paid in the past to dig up dirt, a lot of dirt, and a lot of money on famous billionaires. And she's done it over the years. Right? She said there was a lot of stuff that she sold to magazines, a lot of stuff she didn't. Because they love the stuff. Yeah, well, you know that, they love the stuff, especially the gossip magazines. So I started all the way back in 86 with him stopping the foreclosure of a person's home. All the way, the last one I got to was in 1991, where he moved 200 Marines around. They had just come back from Operation Desert Storm. The plane was not going to be there to take them home to their families. And Trump arranged that his plane pick them up, make two round trips to drop them off. So, in 1995, I told you about this, a motorist stopped to help Trump after a limo that he was traveling and got a flat tire. Trump asked a good Samaritan how he could repay him for his help. The man said, just send a bouquet of flowers to his wife. Trump ended up sending the flowers there and paid off his mortgage. I mean, understand something. I'm not trying to make this sound more than what it is, because frankly, my mortgage, our mortgages, would be chump change, cookie jar money for Trump. But it's what's in the heart that counts, not the dollar amount that it was. In 1996, Trump filed a lawsuit against the city of Palm Beach, Florida, accusing the town of discriminating against his Mar-a-Lago resort because it allowed Jews and blacks. 1996. They were still pushing against this. Abraham Foxman, who was an Anti-Defamation League director at the time, said Trump put the light on Palm Beach not on the beauty and the glitter, but on its seamier side of discrimination. Foxman also noted that Trump's charge had a trickle-down effect because other clubs followed his lead and began admitting Jews and blacks. In 2000, Maury Povich featured a little girl named Megan who struggled with brittle bone disease on his show. Trump happened to be watching, and he said the little girl's story of and her positive attitude touched him. So he contacted Maury, gifted the little girl and her family with a very generous check, and she got the treatments she needed. Now, why don't we hear about this? Why aren't we hearing about any of this? I know this sounds like a segment of a love fest for Trump, but that's not the point. The point is, I just read an article that said that over 90% of the news on pretty much every other station than Fox is probably closer to 50%, but all the news on the other stations, over 90% of it is negative Trump. Nothing he does is right or correct or the right thing to do. Nothing in their eyes. In 2008, after Jennifer Hudson's family members were tragically murdered in Chicago, Trump put the Oscar-winning actress and her family up in his Windy City Hotel for free. In addition to that, Trump's security took extra measures to ensure that Hudson and her family members were safe during that difficult time. In 2013, New York bus driver Daryl Barton spotted a woman close to the edge of a bridge. She was staring at the traffic below as he drove by. He stopped the bus, he got out, put his arm around the woman and saved her life by convincing her not to jump. When Trump heard about the story, he sent the hero bus driver a check simply because he believed the good deed deserved to be rewarded. And in 2014, he gave $25,000 to Sergeant Andrew Timorisi. After he spent 7 months in a Mexican jail for accidentally crossing the U.S. border. Mexico border, President Barack Obama couldn't even be bothered to make a phone call. Yeah, remember, we carried that on the show. We dealt with that almost on an everyday basis. Trump opened up his pocket to help the serviceman get back on his feet. I mean, these are all the nasty things. This hater of Jews and blacks and everybody, he just hates everybody. Let's just throw that out there so we don't have to worry about it. In 2016, Melissa Cousin Young attended a Trump rally and tearfully thanked Trump for changing her life. She said that she probably stood on the stage with Trump as Miss Wisconsin USA in 2005. However, years later, she found herself struggling with an incurable illness. During her darkest days, she explained that she received a handwritten letter from Trump telling her she's the bravest woman he knew. She said the opportunities that she got from Trump and his organization ultimately provided her Mexican-American son with a full ride for college. Right? Terrible. Terrible. Trump is just disgusting. You know, a black female executive for the Trump Organization released a statement in 2016 defending her boss against accusations that he's a racist and a bigot. She tearfully revealed that, this is funny, they made fun of her when she was crying about this. They made fun of her because they said, well, this is her boss. Right? What is she going to say? Yet the woman that came out crying about what happened to her with, I think it was Judge Moore, 40 years ago. And I think it was the same one that was found to be lying about, I don't know for sure. And then she was out there with Gloria Allred. Everybody said, look at her, she's crying. The Dems were all worried that she was, all upset that she was crying. This woman cried, they made fun of. The Dem woman cried, or the woman that was going to take down Moore cried, and that was all of a sudden, that had credibility. So I said, they don't want equality. They're just not interested in equality. They want control. Okay, she went on to say that she revealed how she struggled with substance abuse and addiction for years. Instead of kicking her to the curb, she said, the Trump Organization and his entire family loyal stood by her through the immense difficult times. The man's kindness knows no bounds. It touches many people, whether you want to hear it or not, or whether you even care about it or not. But you'll never hear those things in the regular media. You'll never hear about the stuff that he does because it'll make him look too human. Right? No, he's terrible. Terrible man. Where's the stories about Hillary and Clinton doing the same thing? No, seriously. Where are the stories about him doing the same thing? Or Obama? Where has he done these things? Nowhere. You won't find him anywhere because he doesn't do... He wouldn't help his own brother. I don't even know what his brother's name was now, but I remember doing the story. He wouldn't help his own brother who needed... The guy living in a hut, for God's sakes. The only thing he did, I think it was for his aunt or what have you, is he made sure she didn't get deported. She was here illegally. Just amazing what they're willing to talk about, what they're not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Tide on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're part of the conversation, that you poke and prod me. That's a good thing. Keeps me awake. Keeps me moving forward. Man, I haven't fallen asleep behind the mic in a long time, huh? That's pretty good.
It's been at least a couple days. At least
a couple
days.
Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I really do. All right. I want to thank the, we have a new station that's come on board tonight. Actually, last night. And I screwed up. I should have known better, but I'm not as smart as you people think I am, all right? WBCR AM, 1470 out of Alcoa, Tennessee. I want to thank them for taking us on. I want to thank the listeners in Tennessee. Thank you so much. But I hope you're ready for all of this. Seriously. We don't, you look in the chat room, we don't mince words. Some of the stuff I say or I have to deal with makes me blush. You know, and I'm not a squishy. So some of you may have noticed. Yeah, I'll get to the story in a second. If you can see, I know you can. I know it's radio, and some of you can't see the radio. But if you head up to the website later on, you'll see it. I made a contact today with somebody. They gave us an American flag, and it's not the American flag where you have what is those things? They're printed, right? Yeah, printed. This is stitched, and it's not stitched in China. It's not stitched in Japan. It's not stitched in Taiwan. It is stitched right here in America, not far from where I live. They are patriots. They're Americans. A family-owned company. Now, I'm going to put a link up on the website to it. But I want to let you know, I'm going to start doing this more and more because I've been screaming that we need to support American companies. And I've done nothing to kind of poke and prod or say to you, hey, I'm doing it. I want you to do it too. So I'm going to put this up. I'm probably going to put it in my email blast as well. So if you guys if you don't get my email blast, shame on you. Seriously, it ain't that big of a deal. You get it, you get rid of it. If you don't like what you see in there, I know you're irritated by something I say, which is your problem, not mine. You can just dump it. So if you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll, but you can actually sign up for the email blast every week. Now, it's an embroidered flag, and it's not expensive. It's under $30. Some of you may think a 3x5 flag is under $30. I don't make any money on the flags. I'm not pushing the flag to make money off of them. Okay? Now, they do. Now, she did. One of the owners we were talking today, she said everything's made in America except for one item because of the way the patent is done on the item. It is made in China. Can't help that. So if you have a flagpole, if you want a flag, you can buy the flag. I would love it if you would buy the flag. Now the other nice thing about this is they send you reminders. Once you buy a flag from them, they're going to send you reminders as to when you're supposed to put the flag up, how it's supposed to be handled on certain days. They've got the flag code there so that you know how to get rid of it properly. I know some of these things sound like they're hokey and no big deal. But again, I go back to this. The flag thing is really bothering me, the fact that people are using it as a symbol of oppression. It's the least oppressive symbol on the face of the planet. Now, yes, at one time, not the current flag, obviously, but at one time, to the slaves in this country, it may have been oppressive. But we've gotten past that. We've changed it. We've gone out of our way to be a different country. We've gone out of our way to be better people. That's the part that the left never really gives credit for, never really cares to give credit for, if you would. You know, my cousin sent me, I guess I do read these things sometimes. I put them up sometimes. No, somebody does. Just blow by them. You know, but would everything be given away to illegals right now? I mean, everything in California, you're better off as an illegal alien in the state of California than you are as a California resident. Seriously. There are so many more perks you get for being here illegally. But there were times that the Italian community had to change their names to get a job. Or even go to college. And some of these groups didn't fight the system. They didn't riot. They didn't break windows. They didn't do massive sit-ins. They did what they had to do to put food on the table, take care of their kids. So my cousin grabbed me this ad that was in the paper. So on May 28th, it was an ad on May 28th, 1888. The city council passed a resolution to effect that parties receiving contracts from the city shall bind themselves not to employ any Italian labor. I guess they were maybe they were lazy or greasy or whatever they were called at the time. So have we always been like that? Have we had times in our past that this stuff is? Of course we have. I'm not an idiot.
but we endeavor to get past them. Now you got an Italian governor of New York. I'm sorry. he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But now you have an Italian, right? We had a black president, a black AG. We have black legislators. As a matter of fact, in the early days, almost all the black legislators were what? What were they? Yeah, they were Republican. Yeah. Think about that. So to say that we're not doing anything different, we're not doing better, we're not making any changes, is a line of hooey. It's not real. We do make changes. As a people, we make changes. And we do it on purpose. Because we know, we figure out what we're doing is wrong. We figure out what we're doing isn't the right way to treat people. And we change our ways. But we never get any credit for that. Nobody ever talks about that. And then you get crazy stories like this where you go, my God, what am I? Am I living in the Twilight Zone? I got to be living in the Twilight Zone. This has got to be the Twilight Zone. There's no way this is reality. But I think some of you guys heard that the family of the Port Authority bombing suspect, they're outraged at the way he was treated. Better be happy I wasn't the head of the law out there. They'd really be outraged. You know what I'm saying? The family of the alleged ISIS-inspired Port Authority bomber said that they were heartbroken by the attack on Monday and blasted law enforcement agencies for what they claimed were heavy-handed tactics by investigators. We're heartbroken by the violence that was targeted at our city today and by the allegations being made against a member of our own family. I'm sorry. He was wrapped in the bomb. It was wrapped around him. How could anybody else have done that? Statement was read by the legal director, Albert Fox Kahn, the New York chapter of, come on, anybody? That's right, the Council for Islamic Relations. He says, but we're also outraged by the behavior of law enforcement officials who held children as small as 4 years old out in the cold, who pulled a teenager out of the high school classes to interrogate him without a lawyer, without his parents. It was not immediately clear if the four-year-old or the teenager were related to the suspect. Here's the deal. In the middle of an investigation like that, when you don't know whether this other bomb's ready to go off, you don't have to Mirandize everybody. You know that? I have since forgotten the name of what it's called. But there's a legal precedent for that. Because you're not interrogating to use in a court of law necessarily. You're interrogating to find out if there's any other bombs close by. Family continued to criticize the way the investigation was handled. Even though the suspect, Akayed Ali Allah, launched a failed terror attack in the crowded city subway tunnel, these are not the sorts of actions we expect from our justice system, she said. Seriously? It's not the kind of actions we expect from our citizens. These are not the kind of actions we expect from human beings against other human beings. I mean, these people are just nuts. We have every confidence that in our justice system will find the truth. Oh, God. Behind the attack, and that will in the end be able to learn what really occurred today. Seriously. Yeah. I got nothing after that. I'm just floored. Okay, real quick, for those of you who don't get this, apparently Jennifer Lawrence, she didn't say these words exactly, but she kind of went on the post of our Lord Satan will destroy Donald Trump. She went on a bizarre rant. And she said that she's looking forward to Donald Trump being destroyed by our Lord Satan. The Hunger Games star makes no secret of her disdain for the president. I mean, think about it. She's also the one that she's attacked Jesus in the past. She said that he was it was Jesus BS Christian values in the White House. Isn't that scare any of you? But hey, keep buying her tickets. Keep going to see her shows. I'm Joe Messina. I appreciate you, even if I don't know you. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.